Welcome to The Author Show, where we feature new authors and books, from fiction to self-help and everything in between. You'll find it all at theauthorshow.com. That's theauthorshow.com. And now let the show begin.
Hello and welcome back to the show. This is your host, Don McCauley. Today we're welcoming the program author Paul Shona, and Paul is the author of A Writer's Journey Through the Bureaucratic Maze, A True Account. Paul, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you, Don. How are things with you?
Good. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, please.
I've been writing for more than 40 years, and I've written mostly the technical papers, you know, like, and then after retirement, I got into writing fiction and nonfiction, you see. So this is my nonfiction, you know, as a second book that I wrote. And the first one, the fiction, was a romance, you know, that came out last August, you see. So I'm quite busy right now writing alternatively fiction and nonfiction.
So tell us about your book.
The book that I have written, Writer's Journey Through the Bureaucratic Maze, is ideally meant for all those aspiring to become civil servants or join the bureaucracy. You know, like people are young, you know, they just like to get into the government service to do some policy work. They want to do serve the community, you know. So I just thought, you know, that I should write a book at least forewarning these people that what they can expect when they join the civil service, you see. It is not all honky-donky kind of area, you know, that you go in and you get your way and you do accomplish things your way. No, it's not going to happen because there are people on top of you and there's a certain hierarchical system that will restrain your kind of work input or how you work, your way of doing things. So you are under certain procedural rules, you see. So there comes, you know, your kind of a bit of obstruction, the stalling tactic. And if you're too ambitious, you know, somebody can put a stop on you, you see, basically, you know, on your movements and on your productivity. So that was the book, you know. I mean, I plan to contribute or make a contribution and help those who are trying to get into the civil services.
So who did you write your book for specifically?
I wrote this book specifically for people 25 to 50 years of age or 45 years of age, because they are the ones, you know, who are new and looking for promotions and the progression in the civil service.
So what's the most important idea you're sharing in your book that's really going to add value to the reader's life?
The central idea for readers, especially the potential civil servants or the bureaucrats, is just watch your personality first before you make a decision to join the civil service. Sometimes your personality may be not compatible with the system you are going to enter, and if it is compatible, then you have it all the way. And if it is not, then your career is not going to flourish. That's the central message you see in the book, you know.
So if you could compare your book with any book out there we might already be familiar with, which book would it be and why?
Now, there are lots of books on management that you can come across, and they talk about civil service, but those books are very general in nature. But here in this book, you have got the practical example, a live example of someone experiencing for 40 years the kind of interactive process with colleagues, the peers, the superiors, and how those collectively can affect your career progression. That is the central message of this book, you know, that is your personality good enough to join the bureaucracy?
Why did you decide to write this book?
I just wanted to do this kind of a public service, you know, since I had been a public servant. I just wanted to help the community, to just make them aware that if you join the civil service and if your personality is not, say, for example, if you have an introverted personality and you are just too conscious about work, you know, and you are not very social, then your career is not going to progress. But on the other hand, if you are a good small talker and have a good extrovert personality, your chances are good to be promoted level after level after level.
When did you decide to become a writer?
That was in my mid-20s when my intensive phase of learning began, and I wanted to become a writer because I wanted to, considering my introverted personality, I just wanted to convey my thoughts, my kind of feelings and what, I mean, I had a creative and very fertile mind, and I just wanted to share my views and equally identify, I mean, put my name, you know, like in the writing circle, you know, basically, that my identity, I wanted to establish my identity. That's it, put it this way, you see.
Do you have any mentors?
Yeah, I had mentors at universities when I was in England. At Manchester, I had a professor who had written two books. He was very young. Then I went to Bristol when I was teaching. I met people who were very young and written books. They inspired me a lot, you see. They were working so hard after doing their classes and after doing every kind of day's work, research and so on. And even they would sit at nights, you know, basically working through. I just was so encouraged, and already I wanted to become a writer, so they became my more motivators and stimulators, you know, basically to keep on writing.
So when did you figure out that you have what it takes to be a writer?
Well, as you said, you see, when I looked at the writers, like again in my 20s, you know, I knew I had a personality like which is antisocial, introvert, but I had lots of creative mind, inquisitive mind. So, you know, and I had the capacity to work for hours and hours writing on a chair for 6 to 8 hours. So I knew, you know, I had all kinds of characteristics of a writer, patience, persistence, perseverance, everything. So I just wanted to keep on writing and writing. And that's why even in government service, I pursued my career as a writer, and I wrote more than 100 reports and papers, you see, for the government, you know. And each one got acclaimed very well in the media, you know.
Now, you made a transition from academic to bureaucratic environments. How did that go?
Well, that didn't go very well because, you know, the academic environment is always independent. The dean or the head of the department is only interested that you teach students well and you do contribution in terms of research and everything well. In the public service or the bureaucratic world, there are lots of masters on top of you who control your actions. The very first thing you do, I mean, you face is you lost your independence, basically, you know. The money may be good in the public service, no doubt about that thing, but you, as a writer, you look for more independence, expressive expression of thought, and then you're, you know, what you want to say, you cannot say because of the public policies, you know, you cannot write against the government, and there are certain other parameters, you know, involved, you know, and then again, the writing has to go through tens and tens of people, and then how many are going to like it and how dislike it is a separate issue altogether. So you're no longer writing as independently as you could have while at the university, you know.
So do you have any regrets resulting from your career in bureaucracy?
Well, the major regret is, say, on the kind of things I wanted to do, I couldn't. I had lots of education, you know, like 4 or 5 university degrees, and I wanted to contribute a lot, but then I couldn't. That's a major regret, you know, basically, that I was almost underemployed kind of thing, or underutilized, you see, my skills, you know. I couldn't say I properly utilized them. So that was a major regret. Second is the financial things, you know, like if you are suffering financially because of your stalled career, your family also suffers, you know, basically, or the children suffer. So that was a kind of a second big disadvantage, you know. So first one was the independence, and the second one was the financial loss. These are the two key kind of losses, you see, when I made a transition from academic to public service.
What's been your most rewarding experience since publishing your book?
The most rewarding experience has been a great satisfaction to see how people accept your findings, your conclusive results, you know. Sometimes they're policy-oriented, sometimes they quote you at conferences, you know. So you feel happy that people are following your advice or your conclusions. Even as a fiction writer, you know, sometimes you write things and people follow those hypothetical examples if they happen in the real life. And we have a responsibility, even as fiction writers, you know, not to write anything that would mislead any reader, you know. So the point I'm making is that writers are always responsible people when they write for the sake of readers who are getting some information, that looking for what is good for me in there, or how can I follow this thing, or maybe in real life I can improve this thing, you know. So we carry a lot of responsibilities. So we can't just write whatever comes in our mind, you know.
How would you describe your writing style?
My personal writing style is very kind of emotionally kind of touching people's inner hearts. You see, as they say, if you write by heart and soul, you are going to touch readers' heart and soul, you know. So if I can cry on my own some emotional scene, it's going to make others cry also when they read that kind of scene, you know, basically, you know. So I write from my heart, and that's the way I write, and I write in a simple language so that people can understand and write as realistically as possible.
So based on your experience as a writer, what's the one recommendation you would make to authors just starting out?
My main recommendation will be that be persistent in pursuing your goal. Don't just be distracted, you know, by any kind of discouragement from others, from your peers, from your family, or from anybody. Just follow the path. Once you have determined where you want to go, just follow it through. Obstructions may come, but you can always overcome them, you know, that nothing is not unachievable. You just have to persist, be patient, and persevere. That's it.
So in your opinion, who should buy your book?
As I said, you see, the potential buyers will be all those looking to work for the bureaucracy or the government, you know, because, you know, they are the, you don't want to pursue their career. So it is a bit of a investment for them, you know, to have a kind of a guide in front of them. And, you know, with examples, I explain what is workable and what is not workable, you know. And I think that's what they're looking for, you know, some kind of guidance. And this book provides them a good guidance, you know.
Do you have a website?
Yeah, I have a website that they can contact me at rajchawla6.com, or you can email me at rajchawla6@yahoo.ca. So either way, you know, I'll be pleased to respond to their inquiries or any requests or any further clarification on the book. And the book is available at Amazon, too. You see, both .com and .ca, you know.
Well, this has been just great. Our guest today has been Paul Shona, and he is the author of A Writer's Journey Through the Bureaucratic Maze, A True Account. Paul, thanks very much for being with us today.
Thank you, Don, for having me. Thank you.
This is Don McCauley wrapping up another edition of The Author Show. Listen to some of your favorite authors every day 24/7 by visiting theauthorshow.com. Just click on the book title in the player at the top of the page. These interviews are available to book buyers worldwide on demand. If you'd like to be a guest on the show and feel you could benefit by getting in front of your target audience with a high-quality media interview that'll make a real impact, visit theauthorshow.com. Fill out the form and we may be contacting you shortly. You can also visit our audiobook store at theaudiobookmarket.com. Join us here next time for another great book and another exciting author on The Author Show.
Thanks for listening to The Author Show. Find out more about authors and their work at theauthorshow.com. Theauthorshow.com. Tune in next time to another great author on The Author Show.